Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what it do, what it business here? It's your boy, it's your man, Mr. Moby Dick, the motherfucking king, a.k.a. Beast Mode, a.k.a. Dance Low Killer, a.k.a. You love me because your baby daddy ain't shit. I don't care, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Moby. How y'all doing out there? Ladies, welcome to Fast Life on the Move. First show, Wet Wednesdays, with your boy Moby Dick. Soaking Wet Wednesdays. Yes. Yes, I love Soaking Wet Wednesdays because I love women that are soaking wet. If you can squirt across the room and let me catch it in a cup, that is fucking awesome. That's just me. But, oh, well, who cares? Don't judge me. It ain't your job. But anyway, thank y'all for coming out tonight. I'm actually starting the show tonight because we had a call in Monday on Fast Life on the Move, Get It Off Your Chest. And he had a lot to get off his chest on relationship shit. And we basically had to tell the guy that his girlfriend wasn't shit and he needed to leave her. I know it sounds wrong, like we broke up a happy relationship, happy marriage, happy home, but hey, I can't do nothing about that. It ain't my motherfucking fault. She wasn't shit. Oh, excuse me, okay? She wasn't shit. She didn't want to do shit. He's a single man taking care of her three kids. He's 30 years old. He just proposed to this girl, and she don't want to do shit. She don't want to cook for real. She don't want to clean for real. She want to tell him what he can't do, what he can't do with the kids when they need to be disciplined because you ain't whooping their asses, so you let them go. But then you want to bring his past up, so that make him feel bad, and then everything is on her terms. Like, I said, bro, I had to tell her. I said, bro, how long you been going through this? He said, oh, about a year and a half. I said, bro, and you just asked to marry her? Listen, you got two options. Either you can goddamn stay in this goddamn situation and stop calling us about it, because at the end of the day, it's getting off your chest. I get it. Get it off your chest. But guess what? You're about to marry this shit. So if you like it, I love it, bro. But guess what? At the end of the day, she ain't shit, bro. So that's on you if you want to keep her around. You know what I mean? So I'm over here to start the show, and I ain't even do my motherfucking ritual. Moby has a ritual when he gets on the air. Moby lights his motherfucking blunt. So before I get started with the rest of this freaky show, hold on. Y'all hear the lighter, right? Y'all hear the lighter? Y'all picking the lighter, see? Got a lot of weed. Got a lot of weed. Anyway, I just want to love Blog Talk because I get to do what the fuck I want to do. And nobody can say what the fuck I got to say. All right. So, like I said, thank y'all for coming out to Wet Wednesday, Soaking Wet Wednesday, from Fast Life on the Move. I am the newest member of Fast Life on the Move. You can give me a call at 646-929-0558. That's 646-929-0558. And I will contact you. Now, you're a caller on my show, all right, this is how Moby does his callers. I'm going to call out your area code, and then I'm going to call out the first three numbers of your area code, of your phone number. When you hear a black guy say unmuted, that means you are on the air. You're going to hear a black guy say unmuted. That's you. That means I'm talking to you live and in living color on air. All right? So with that being said, I have a caller right now, and I'm going to get to this caller before I get to my topic of the day. I'm going to play a song and then get to my topic of the day. So I'm going to get to my caller first. So I have a caller from the 662-832. 662. 832, you rocking with Moby live. Who is this?
Hey, Moby, this is Tina.
Hey, Ting Ting.
Hi, boo.
How you doing?
Sorry, I ain't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, man. I'll be in Mississippi real motherfucking soon. Don't worry. I missed the last one, but I ain't going to miss this one. Hello, Ting Ting?
You coming May the 13th?
Yes, I will be in Mississippi May the 13th. Yes, I will be there.
Well, I will be there to see you.
All right. All right, look, Mama, so look, I'm glad you called in. I'm about to get to my topic of the day in just a minute. So I'm going to need you just to sit back, relax, enjoy the show, get your drink on, roll your blunt, because that's what I'm doing right now. And listen to the show, and I'm going to get back with you on certain topics that I'll talk about and certain things I'll be talking about. And if somebody call in, I might need you to help me out with a situation. You know what I mean?
All right.
I'll be right back with you. All right. Hold on.
All right.
All right. That was our first call. That was Little Ting Ting. I call her Little Ting Ting. She's all the way in Mississippi. She's a little fan of mine in Mississippi. So I appreciate her. I love her for calling in today. I appreciate that. I had to put her name up there, Ting Ting. All right. All right. Now, so, yeah, I'm going to be talking about a various lot of shit tonight. Various of a lot of shit. Okay. This is going to be a mixture of a lot of stuff. Okay. Because I got a lot, you know what I'm saying, I want to talk about. Then I want to help people. And then how the hell is she going to goddamn disappear? She ain't shit. You know what? It's cool. Whatever. But anyway, like I said, I'm going to help people tonight. You know what I'm saying? The best way I motherfucking can. You know what I mean? But till I help people, I'm going to get to a song first. All right? So we're going to start this thing off with a song. I'm going to give me something to drink. Not no liquor. I'm just really going to give me something to drink. You know what I'm saying? And it's going the motherfucking down. So thank y'all for calling in. And welcome to Wet Wednesday. Hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm over here trying to listen. I'm new on this show, so I just now getting on their board of what music they have. Oh my God, this motherfucking R&B shit they have here. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna take myself back to my roots. I'm gonna take y'all back to the roots. All right, take y'all back old school. Take y'all back to down south. Y'all know what I'm saying, when y'all was in the school jamming and shit like that. It's Wet Wednesdays. Holler at me.
Like boom.
Yo, what the business is? I'm back. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Okay. So, you know, like I said, I'm talking about various things today. The first thing I want to talk about today, okay, this is fucking with me for a minute. America. Okay, so America. Y'all really plan on letting this guy win. Now, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not one of those two, okay? I'm the type of person that I go off what person is offering, what that person is going to give to our country, okay? So I'm going to start this off by saying, America, if y'all vote for this guy, Trump, listen, he's more problems than what we have, than what we need. Like, he's causing riot already. Like, what president you know, what man you know, before he became president, is causing riot already with racists, with different races and shit. Like, it's fucking weird as fuck. Like, I don't forget it. I don't understand it. I just don't want to. It may be me. Maybe I just don't want to understand it. Maybe I just don't want to get it. You understand what I'm saying? Because this shit is fucking with me. Like, this nigga is causing whole problems already. He ain't even the fucking president yet. So just imagine when this nigga comes fucking president. Oh, my motherfucking God. Oh, God. This shit is about to be fucking ridiculous. It's about to be fucking retarded. I don't like it. I really don't fucking like it. I'm not going to be the black person to say, hey, he become president, I'm moving to another fucking. No, I'm not doing all that. I'm just going to get my kids and make sure my kids is all right and taken care of, you know what I'm saying, the way I need to be take care of their asses. Because at the end of the day, this shit is tripping. The United States is tripping. We are tripping, okay? And I don't know what to do about it, okay? But I'm going to get back to that in a minute. I got some callers. Oh, that's what's up. I got callers kicked in right now. I'm going to get to y'all in a minute, see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I got some things to say about Donald Trump becoming president. I really want to know what y'all feel about that, okay? I'm going to get back to y'all in a minute. But before I get into that, a story just caught my motherfucking eye. Did anybody see this video of Cat Williams getting knocked out by a fucking seventh grader? Like, did anybody see this? Was I the only one that seen this? Okay, anyway. Yeah. She got knocked out by a fucking seventh grader. This is about a motherfucking bitch. See, he always talking shit. But anyway, I'm gonna get to these motherfucking calls. And I'm gonna ask them how they feel about it, because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, got some things to say about that. You know what I mean? We're not just always going to talk about sex on this fucking show, even though I can talk about sex always on this fucking show. But just because I'm a stripper, don't mean I want to talk about pussy and titties and fellatio all the fucking time. Okay? Not me. All the time. All right? So, first things first. Thank y'all for calling Fast Life on the Move. Now, to call into the show is 646-929-0558. You press the 1 button, and that lets me know I'm live on the air with you. You're live on the air with me, so I can talk to you. You can talk to me. Mm-hmm. Now, when I call out your phone number, it's going to be your area code and the first 3 digits. So I hope you know the first 3 digits of your phone number, okay? Because I know a lot of black people got phone numbers in their phone. And if they get erased, they will never talk to that motherfucker again because they don't know that nigga's number by heart. But that's just us niggas. I understand it, okay? So, with that being said, I'm going to get to the first caller. Caller from the 561-725 area code. 561-727, all right? And you're live on with me right now. What's up? Who's this?
Sasha.
Hello? Sasha. Oh, shit. Hey, Sasha.
Hey.
Sasha, Sasha.
What's going on?
Thank you for joining my radio show tonight, baby. Thanks for calling in. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. So how do you feel about this? How do you feel about, just quick question. How do you feel about Donald Trump causing riots before he even come to president?
I feel like he's full of shit. And if he does become president, then I'm moving out of the country.
Stop being that black person. Stop it. You know your black ass is not moving out of the goddamn country. Your ass ain't going nowhere.
Oh, no. Or he going to get assassinated on one of the two.
That's a believable trait. Everybody's saying that. Everybody's saying this might be the guy that get assassinated. He's a Republican. Like, that's what they said. They definitely said that.
But I don't think he's going to make it into the White House.
man, the thing's close, man. He's fucking close. He's fucking close, okay? But I don't know. All right, look, I got a couple other calls, Shasha. I'm going to get right back to you, all right, mama? I'm going to call you, hit you right back, all right? Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, area code 762-359. You are live with me right now. Who is this? Hello? Hello, 762? Hey, can you hear somebody talking to you? Okay, it's cool. I love you. I'm going to get back to you. Okay, hold on. The fuck? Okay, I love you too. All right, area code 229-462. 229-462, you rock with me live. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Who is this?
What the hell? How the hell you gonna know who is this? You called my show. Hello.
Oh, I don't even know what I'm logged into. What the fuck?
Okay, hello. Who is this? Hey, can you hear me?
I guess so. Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Moby. I'm live. You live on national radio right now. Hey, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Now, what is your name?
My name is Miss B.
What?
Miss B.
Miss B. Okay, Miss B.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Miss B. All right, how you doing, Miss B?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm doing great. So, Ms. B, how do you feel about Donald Trump causing riots before he even become president?
I feel like it's just the KKK finally taking the sheets off. That's basically how I feel about it.
Whoa, that's a new one.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. It's truly how I feel. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right, so how do you feel about, look, I'm going to ask you this question. T.I. was on the air, I mean, on fucking TMZ. He was like, look, so people that support and buy your records, if they vote for Trump, would you tell them to buy your records? The nigga said no. Like, he don't want them buying his records. So you feel like he's wrong for that?
No. I feel like he want the right people supporting him, you know, and supporting his music. I mean, you know. That's just real, you know. He rap about real shit, and them niggas ain't supporting no real ass niggas. So you know, I won't want them buying my shit either. Hell no.
All right, that's what's up. I feel you. That's what's up. Thank you, baby, for calling in. Thanks for giving you insight. That's what's up. All right, so I'm about to get to these other callers real quick, and then I'm about to switch the topic, get to a song, and I'm going to switch the topic up because I'm about to talk about some things. Something just popped up to me, and I got to talk about this. Fuck this, because I want to know, all right? So I'm going to get back right back with you,
okay.
All right, Miss B?
Let's talk about it. Let's go.
I'm going to talk about it, guys. All right, hold on. All right, caller from the 405-898. You're calling with me live right now. Who is this? Hello?
For real, cuz?
Hey, who is this? Hello? Okay. All right. Jesus. She said, for real, cuz. I didn't even know you're my cousin, but all right, I love you, cuz. Hey, cuz. Hey, I'm going to get back with you. Hold on, cuz. Don't hang up. All right? Okay. So, 762-359. 762-359. You live right now. Who is this?
Hey, Moby.
Hey, who is this?
Your best friend, Isha.
Hey, Isha.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right, Melons. That's your name for me, Melons. Melons. That's your name, Melons. Save your name as Melons. All right, what's up, Melons?
Yep.
What's up, BF?
Huh?
So what's going on? How you feel about Donald Trump becoming president?
Fuck Trump.
I want to find one black person that don't say that. That's what I want to do. I want to find one black person that says, I ride with Donald Trump. I want to talk to that motherfucker. That's who I want to talk to. The nigga that would say, I ride with Donald Trump. So, look. All right, Melons. I'm going to have to hold on 1 second. Because I'm going to do a song, one song, and then I'm going to get to my topic that I want to get to, okay? Because I want to find this out. And this, I got three callers on, so y'all three going to talk to me right now. All right, so y'all hold on. Don't hang up. But I'm about to get to this motherfucking song real quick. As soon as I find it, there's music on this. All right, hold on.
Okay.
All right, sorry. Back to this. Boy, I swear to God, if Lady V, the producer, the owner, you know what I'm saying, of the night, if she is listening right now, I just got to say something to y'all. Man, this motherfucking board is motherfucking Jesus. Fucking retarded. Like, I don't know what to go with all this right now. They got rock and roll on this motherfucker. I like rock and roll, but shit, this shit is fucking okay. I'm trying to find something to play and I can't even find it. Lord Jesus, so much malarkey on this motherfucker. Okay, there we go. Got a song. Boom. All right, ladies, all three of my ladies, hold on right now. Hold on for 1 second. All right, so before I get to this song, I'm gonna ask the question and then we'll get to the song. Okay, make you think about it. Make it ponder on a little bit. So my question is there any more virgins left? Is there any more virgins on men and women's side? Like, how many? What's the percentage you think of there is in virgins in the United States? Like, just never been touched. Think about it. Get back with you. This is Soaking Wet, Wet Wednesdays. Fast Life on the Move. It's going down.
There's something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. Can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl.
Yo, I'm back. Hey, I fucking Facebook lady just saw Jeff would ask that question. I was like, none. Okay, so this is how I'm going to do this. I'm going to let y'all give y'all answers of the percentage and what y'all feel about that. And then I'm going to give you my percentage and how I feel about that. Okay? So, first person I'm going to go to, I'm going to start off with, since they've been on here the longest, 561-727. Okay? So, 561-727. Who is this?
Sasha.
Sasha, okay, good. Sasha, okay, good. That's a good person to ask, too. Good job. All right, Sasha. So, what is your percentage and how do you feel about this?
20%.
20%?
Yeah.
And why do you feel it's 20%?
Because there's some people that's not even of age to have sex.
Okay, maybe I should have put an age on this. Okay. Grown, 21. Let's start from 21 to 90. All right, we're going to end the number at fucking 90. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So 21 to 90,
okay,
go.
21 to 90,
0%. What'd you say?
0.
Oh, 0%. Damn, see? Look, you wasn't the only person. Look, see? Okay. You said 0, right? That's your last answer.
Yeah, everybody fucking, yeah.
Everybody fucking. Mm-hmm. Everybody. All right. Hold on. I'm going to get you another color. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. All right, Miss B. What up? Can you hear? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, what? 1 to 90. What is your percentage of this? How many virgins and why?
Maybe 5%.
That's
because I know like two girls that are still virgins and they're both over 25, so you know.
Okay.
It's still a couple.
Maybe I need to break down virgins.
You don't need to break it down. I know what virgin means, and I know two people that have not broken their hymen. I know virgin.
She said, I know virgins. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, Miss B. Look, the motherfucker said they know virgins. He gave me a fucking smart word with the motherfucker. I didn't even know what the word meant. I even never heard that word before, but okay, cool. Thank you. You learn something new every day as a black person. Thank you very much. What? I don't even know what that word means. Did she say Heimlich? What the fuck? What? Matter of fact, you got to be a nigga. Spell that. Fuck that. Spell that. I want you to spell that one.
H-Y-M-E-N, Hyman.
Okay, all right. It's an easy five-letter word. That's what it spelled out. If that shit was like 10, you'd be fucked. But all right. Anyway, all right, cool. Thank you. She knows two verses, so that makes up her maybe 4-5%. All right, let me get to this next caller. Let me see what they say. I'm going to get to my BFL. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Melon.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so what's your percentage?
I'm going to have to go with 5-2.
Shit.
5%.
And that's the whole, that's, we okay, United States.
5%.
Okay, the world.
5%.
Damn. Everybody fucking, goddamn it. Shit. Oh, dang, you fucking. 21, you hit me fucking. All right, that's what's up. Awesome. Okay, hold on. Wait, why do you feel... Why do you feel that way? Do you know virgins?
Because
do you know any?
Yes, I do know some virgins.
Okay, so you know some virgins that never got their hyphy. I mean, hymie. Whatever the fuck it is. I said hyphy. I didn't know. Okay, so how many do you know personally?
I would say about 5 people.
You know 5 virgins?
Yes, I do.
Jeez, you got some boring ass friends. I just want to tell you that. Jesus.
They're not my friends. They're people I went to school with.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. You better tell me something. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay.
No,
all
they're
right.
not my friends. You know me. They're not my friends.
No. All right. Cool. So she know 5 virgins in her life. That's the question I'm going to ask. That's a 2-part question. What's the percentage of how many do you know personally? That's my question from now on. Fuck that. Oh. All right. So hold on. I'm about to go to this next caller. Hold on. Is this ain't? Hold on. Okay. 405-8. Who is this?
Risco.
Who is who?
Risco.
Yo, baby, turn your background down. Oh, Brisco. I can barely hear your background. Very loud.
Yeah, because somebody got a big mouth.
Can you hear me? Yes, you loud.
All right. What's up?
niggas got big mouths. They can hear me? Yes, motherfucker. All right. How you doing, baby? So, do you? What's your perspective of how many versions is out there, and how many versions do you know personally?
I only know one version, and I'm gonna say whoever said 5%, I agree with that. It ain't too many people over 25. That's not fucking.
I said 21.
21, whatever. You a damn lie.
Damn, she just called no numbers, nigga. Lord Jesus, she just said, you a damn lie, bitch. I know you ain't a virgin. Okay, so you know one virgin personally. That's what's up. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's it.
So, okay, good. All right. So, well, you ain't a virgin, are you? Just asking.
I am. You can ask. What? I'm a virgin.
Are you the 1% one that know you know?
I'm the one of the one. I'm the one of the 5%.
No, hey, you said you know one virgin. So wait a minute. So are you telling me right now you just
I'm the one. I'm the 1%.
She told me she knew one version, and one version she talked about was herself. That's some ghetto third person shit if I've never heard it in my life. But okay, you're right. I love you for it. You like it? I love it, baby. All right.
Yeah,
well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations to that. God damn it. I got a round of applause. I'm going to give you that because that is some awesome shit right there. How old are you? Fuck that. You might be starting a show.
20 fucking 8.
Damn. And you ain't never had no penis?
Never in my life. I'm so cool on it.
You're cool with penis?
Hell yeah, man. I'm good.
You're never going to touch penis?
No, never.
Jesus. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm not judging you. It's just still, as a man, it's a hard pill to swallow that to hear a woman say she's never
I
touched
know
a
it.
Penis.
Well, I know you're biased because you have a penis, so that don't even
like
count.
That, wait, huh? Wait, what? Whoa, wait a minute. What? Okay, listen, I'm just saying, it's a hard pill to swallow. When we, in my mind, how I feel about it, it's like we lost one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just. Look, I'm an honest motherfucker. I'm saying how I feel about it.
That's a win.
Damn it, we lost one. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not cool. We can't be losing. Like, We ain't got that many as it is. At least some good ones. And still ain't been touched. Like, but okay. All right,
that's
baby. Yes. Congratulations, baby, for real. I am so happy for you, seriously. Boy, don't let anybody ever tell you different. That's awesome shit.
All right.
Yes, but all right. Hold on 1 second, baby. Give me 1 second to get to the next call. Hold on. All right. There you go. 229-462. You with me live right now. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? Who is this?
Hello? Hey, this is Miss B.
This is Miss B?
This is Miss B.
Miss B, okay, all right, you back. Okay, you goddamn lost, I lost you. Okay, here we go. Ms. B, how many virgins, what's your percentage of virgins? How many do you know personally?
I've already answered that question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm high. I forgot. Don't fucking judge my life. It ain't your job. But anyway, let me stop talking. All right, cool. That's what's up. All right, so now I got everybody answer. I can give my answer. Okay, here we go. Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right. I'm going to light the weed up before I hit this Amy answer. Fuck y'all. Because I'm not going to catch myself in no bullshit. Okay. Now, my percentage of how many versions there is. My number is actually way different than y'all. My number is actually like, I'm going to say from 21 to 9, I'm going to say there is 20%. No, change that. 30. Okay, when you go by the United States, I'm going to say 20. When you go by the world, I'm going to say 30. Okay? Reason for that is, there's a lot of women that just, like, never got the chance and never experienced that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Never had a reason to go there. You know what I mean? So it was, like, foreign to them. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say, now, do I know any virgins personally? I'm really trying to think right now. No. I ain't known a virgin personally since middle school. That's fucked up, but I'm just saying. All the niggas I do, all the females I do, fucking back in middle school, but that's beside the point. Don't judge us. But anyway, yes, I was one of the kids. Fuck it. Don't fuck judge me. I was getting smacking. Shit. Hell, I was stripping at 15. What the fuck you think about that? Yeah, you know I was getting smacking. But anyway, yeah, so I think it's a big percentage, but I don't think it's not, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's not, something that, shouldn't be frowned upon. You know what I mean? But, hey, people frown upon it. I don't personally. You know what I mean? Because, I ain't going to lie. To all the women out there, if y'all want to know, Moby would not have sex with a virgin. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not about to be the one to break the hymen. Look, man, bust the pussy wide open, okay? I'm not going to be the first nigga to bust the pussy wide open, all right? I'm going to say it like that. That's what I'm going to call that. We ain't going to call it that, whatever that shit is, white people smart shit, black people, we supposed to know it. Don't judge me. I know I'm supposed to know it. But still, I'm just going to call it a bust the pussy wide open. I'm not going to be the nigga to bust the pussy wide open. Not me. No. Hell fucking no. Because you're not going to be stuck on me. You're not going to look at me weird if I don't want to do it again with you because you sucked the first time. I know that's fucked up, but hey, don't judge me. Look, I know you're supposed to reach one, teach one, but that situation, I'm not going to be the first motherfucker to do it. Just can't do it. But with that being said, we're talking about virgins. I'm going to get to a song. I think this is a perfect song for virgins. Well, if you're fucking with me, this will be a perfect song for virgins. This is the Wet Wednesdays. Yeah.
She free. She says she like it when I'm nasty. So I'ma give her what she asked for. Beat the pussy in the backseat. And she gon' suck it till her torso. Yeah. Drinking your juice like a liquor. I eat that pussy for breakfast. Shot that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. We take the sheets out the bed. I took you home from the party. I took the clothes off your body. I made you come and you come and you come. Dug in that pussy, you run and you run. When I'm nasty, don't even care. Pull it if it's fake or you're real ass. I don't know if that's fake or real back there. But it's like I'm on a pill. I get you true. You know your walls will. Remember me. You know your walls won't.
you know your wall's gone. But, oh, shit, I just stopped the song. I'm singing. My bad, y'all.
She free. She said she like it when I'm nasty. So I'ma give her what she asked for. Beat the pussy in the backseat. And she gon' suck it till it's torso. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like a liquor. I eat that pussy for breakfast. Shot that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. We take the sheets out the bed. I took you home from the party. I took the clothes off your body. I made you come and you come and you come. Dug in that pussy, you run and you run. When I'm nasty, don't even care. Pull it if it's fake or you're real ass. I don't know if that's fake or real back there. But it's like I'm on a pill. You know you always will.
You always will.
Remember me. You know your walls won't
forget.
You know your walls
will.
Remember me. You know your walls won't
forget.
She said she like it when I'm nasty. Got my hands round her neck. So I'ma give her what she asked for. Ain't no telling what's next. Beat the pussy in the backseat. Whole lot of rough sex. And she gon' suck it till it's all so incredible neck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like a liquor.
Yeah.
I eat that pussy for breakfast.
Yeah.
Chop that peach up like a blender.
Peaches.
She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. She let me do whatever while I'm digging her out. Hang her head off the bed, told her keep it right there. I fuck her face, she let me spit all in her mouth. Then I put my fingers in her holes in her nose. Pretty motherfucker, suck her soul right out. I got that pussy on my lips like chapstick. I beat that pussy like my grandma did back it.
You know your walls will.
Remember me. You know your walls won't forget it. You know your walls will.
Remember me. You know your walls won't forget it.
She said she like it when I'm nasty.
I told her sit on my face.
So I'ma give her what she asked for.
Let a nigga get a taste.
Beat the pussy in the backseat.
Backseat, my G.
And she gon' suck it till it's awesome.
Do it like a real friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drinking your juice like a liquor. I eat that pussy for breakfast. Shot that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets off the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. I be so deep, she be wet. Thought it was a trap. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets off the bed. We take the sheets off the bed.
She bring her friends, goes with her home.
Hey, yo, I swear to God, that's my motherfucking shit. Oh, that's my motherfucking shit. Hey, yo, Trey never made a song before. That song is it for me. Like, that's the best song that nigga ever made for me, dog. Nigga, you know why that's the best fucking song for me? Because, nigga, everything he motherfucking said in that goddamn song, I like and I will do. I'm about that shit, nigga. Everything he said, that motherfucker. Y'all can judge what motherfucker you want to. If you don't like that shit, well, then you don't need to be fucking with me, goddamn, because I'm about that. Why? Anyway, we're not going to get into that today. Right now. We're not going to get into that right now. Well, then we'll get into that right now. Fuck that. We're not going to get into that right now. Fuck. I got women on the line. I can ask this question, except to one person, because she's the only person that's never been touched by penis. So I can't even ask her. She wouldn't even motherfucking know. She wouldn't know what that feels like. She'll look at me like, nigga, are you really? Really? Nigga? Really? Okay, anyway, we're going to get into that. So I'm going to start off my first call up top. Okay, I know, fuck that. Sasha, I want to know. This is my question before I even get on here, before I even ask y'all, before I even go to the line. This is my question. So, do you remember that one guy that, is there a guy right now that if he popped up, your pussy was like, ooh, bitch, I know that motherfucking dick right there, boy. Like, it just remembers. That pussy remembers that dick. Just every time you see him, that pussy's just like, whoop, 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 whoop. Here we go. Come on. But you know you want to. Let's go. We need this in our life right now. Come on. I want a motherfucker to know. So, first person I'm a motherfucker go to is Sasha. Yep. I'm going to warn everybody. I'm going to say your name. Okay? So, Sasha, you're coming up right now. Okay? Sasha. So,
yeah.
What is... What? Are you laughing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Sasha, uh-huh. Who's that one guy in? Okay, and all the ladies, before I say this, y'all can give him a nickname. Give him a nickname. Give your dude the Walls the nickname. He has to have a nickname that every time you think he pops up, you know, something like headboard or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Pistol shooter, I don't know, whatever the fuck you come up with. So, Charles, I'll take a minute. I got a couple minutes. What is your Walls remember? What is his nickname when you see him?
I'm
putting the jumper right now. Look at it.
I don't even know what they call him. Oh my God.
He's like that? Mm. He's like, you can't remember that. Give
God.
You want me to get back to you, Sasha? You want me to get back to you?
Well, I know what he does to me. He makes it soup. It makes me a super soaker.
Okay, so you want to call him super soaker?
Yeah.
All right. Super Soaker. That's his name. We got Sasha. Her man's name. Her man's name is Super Soaker. Cause every time he gets in that pussy, it's just like a water park, huh? It's like that.
Yeah.
Like you gotta wash your sheets, like all the way around.
Yeah.
She's thinking, look, so nasty. You're so nasty. I can hear it in your voice. You say, yeah, you're nasty. Just. All right, hold on, Sasha.
Don't judge me.
Look, I'm not judging you. You're nasty. That's not judging. That just tells the fact. You are nasty.
Oh, well, that's just me.
Yeah, hey, there ain't no judgment. I'm nasty, too. Shit. I believe me. I promise you. There's no judgment around this motherfucker. But hold on, Sasha. It took you down memory lane for a second. Hold on. All right, who am I going to next? I'm going to go to Melons. Melons. You always laugh when I come on here. Why are you always laughing?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so Melons, what is your Walls man name?
Ooh, I got so many for him.
Jesus, what the fuck kind of shit is that? Like, so many forms. Think you got a list. What the fuck? Okay, give me five names. Yeah. Give me five.
You're
going to
put me on blast like that.
Hey, everybody's going on blast. You ain't the only one. Don't worry.
Let me see. Number one, Mr. Bedwetter.
Mr. Bedwetter. Okay. That's one.
I can't think of the one, but I need to see him again ASAP.
Give me three. Bedwetter. Mr. Bedwetter.
I don't know yet.
Oh God. Lord Jesus. Get your life and think about it. I'll get back to you. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Miss B. There you go. That's what I'm going to next. Miss B.
Yeah.
So who's your walls man name? What was his name? Yeah, what's your man that just, every time you see him, he has a nickname. What nickname do you give your guy?
Well, I used to, Mr. Niagara Falls, because that's God. What he creates.
Damn. That's a deep one right there, Niagara Falls. Jesus, now that's a lot. That's swimming shit. That's you know what I'm saying?
You might as well suit up, get the trunk, no scuba diving gear.
Oh my God, you are so nasty. I bet I'm not even gonna get into that with you. I only got 58 minutes. I got 58 minutes left, and I'll probably take a whole nother show about that shit. We're not even gonna do that today. Oh, who the fuck just got off? Somebody just got the fuck off. I'm about to ask a question. Lucky. Fuck off. They fucking lucky. They got fuck off. Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, hold on one second. Hold on, they bunked out. They bunked out quick, too. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. I just thought about something. Hold on. Let me ask this question. Miss Reese.
What?
Oh, what the
you
fuck?
Talking to
hey,
me?
What? Yes, I'm talking to you. Hold on. You ain't going to lie. My radio station. Some what? God damn it, the hell? What's wrong with you? Wait, come on here, happy. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to ask this question. Okay, so I got curious for a second. Cause I was sitting here thinking to myself, I got curious for a second. So you've never touched penis, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you touched with JJ?
Indeed.
Okay, good. All right, we can ask you this question then. Okay, what? But JJ, just every time you see it, the click just tingles off the top, it just turns into a vibrator by itself. Like, what? But JJ did that.
Oh,
give it a nickname. You got to give it a nickname.
I mean, that would be right. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
He can still. Still get it.
What? What?
You crazy.
Hello? Is she in the room? The hell?
Yes, she in the room.
Oh, Lord Jesus, this is even better. This is good radio right here. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. So,
not even like that no more.
I don't give a damn. That pussy still turns into a vibrator every time you look at her. So you got a nickname for her. So what's the nickname? Look deep into her eyes and think of a nickname right now. Boom.
Candy Red.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she got red hair, so you know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I like red. I like that red hair shit too. That shit is wild. I like that shit. That's on fire shit type of shit. I like that. I feel you. Candy, That's what I'm talking about. That is some hot shit right there. She is in the room with it, too. I like that shit. I'm glad I asked. Fuck that. I am happy. I am happy that I asked the question. All right. Hold on. I'm going to get back with you 1 second. And I got this caller who came back. Oh, they came back. Good. I can ask the question to them. 45421. Who is this again?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who is it?
Candy Red.
This is Candy Red? Oh!
How y'all doing?
Oh my God! This is like Jerry Springer one night. I love it. Hold on, I gotta put your name down here. Candy Red, motherfucker. What's going on, Candy Red? All right, so look, fuck it. Since we all in the family with this shit right now. What nickname do you have for your what can I call you? I got to give you a different type of quick name. No. Yeah, little bullet. I'm going to call you a little bullet. That's what I'm going to call yours. So what do you call for your little bullet? I want to hear this name.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on now.
so much.
So much. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. She's turning me on. Yeah. Candy Red, you there? You got it? You figured it out?
I don't know. Juicy.
Come on. Give me one. You got one in your head.
I'll just say juicy.
Oh, juicy. You can make it juicy for me, and I can make it juicy for you. You keep touching on me. I'm sorry. I got into my shit. I apologize. All right. Miss Juicy. Juicy and Candy Red. I bet that is a nice-ass caramel apple right there. That's a red apple right there. If I've never seen it, boy. Woof. That's a fair thing right there. But anyway, all right. I love this. Hold on, baby. Oh, my God. This is good radio. I love this. I love my fucking job. I swear to God I do. I love my fucking job. I swear to God. I'm about to get to a goddamn song because the shit I'm thinking right now with Juicy and Candy Red right now is probably illegal in probably 29 states. I swear it is. I'm just saying. Don't fucking judge me. I'm just saying. Look, hey. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. Hold on. Wait. Candy Red.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever had penis?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting. Okay. Do you have a penis that you still remember?
Yes.
Do you have a nickname for him? She said, ooh. I know y'all looking at me like Moby ain't shit, but who cares? Okay, whatever. Go ahead. What's his name?
I would probably say Daddy Long Dick. I just got evil looks though, but Daddy Long Dick. That's what I would say.
Oh my God, I don't even want to go down. Okay, so because I'm not a homophobe, so I would go down this rabbit hole to keep asking questions about this, but I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole with Alice right now. I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole. So I'm gonna stay at the top and just keep digging, okay, until I find my right spot to get in there. All right, so I'm gonna go to a song. You all just stay on the line, okay? All right, right back, Candy Red. Jesus, this is fucking awesome night right here. I swear to God. Oh my God, I gotta find a song for this. I have to find a good song for this. By the way, Lady V, Joy, all y'all, I'm fucking, I swear to God, I'm coming here and change this motherfucking board of this music. Jesus, they got Run DMC up here. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Hold on, I got to find a song. I know y'all looking at me like, what the fuck? Okay, I'll do that. I'll definitely do that. This goes out to Candy Red and Juicy on Fast Life on the Move, Wet Wednesdays. Call in 646-929-0558. Press 1 to holler at me. You're online with Moby. Whew. 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 Whew.
See the love in your eye, I know you can't hide it. In your walk, in your vibe, make me wanna try it. Like a lack, spinning rim, I love it when you ride it. You Italian baby, you know you got body. You working that thing, you working that thing.
Something else, but then I looked up and it was sitting right there. I didn't even know it was there, so I said, fuck it, I'm gonna push it anyway. But this is a real song to play, and y'all can stay on the line, enjoy this good music I'm playing for y'all. I appreciate y'all. First of all, I want to tell y'all that I love y'all. For all my 5 callers that have called in tonight, I changed your name to Juicy. I had to change the name of my boy to Juicy. It's no longer what it was, it's Juicy now. Yep, when you call the show, you got to call as Juicy, nobody else. You're the only Juicy. So I know who you is. Candy Red and Juicy, that's your names. Okay. So, but like I said, I want to tell y'all, I love y'all for staying on with me. Whoever else is listening online, whoever listening out there on the radio station, I love y'all. Appreciate y'all for tuning in with me. You know what I'm saying? Getting crazy with me. Even asking the questions and answering these motherfuckers because, shit, y'all didn't have to. So I love y'all so much for that. You know what I mean? Seriously. So this is the real song I'm going to play, and this is my shit. So, yeah.
Being in the club, getting all alone.
Yo. Okay, I'm going to play this next song real quick, but this is a little quick trivia I want to know about Moby real quick. This is the first song I ever danced to right here. I'm about to play. First song I ever song ever, I ever did a professional show on. It came out in a towel, some boots, R. Kelly mask, and a rose. Swear to God, that was my first shit I ever came out in. So this is my favorite song, one of my favorite songs, ladies. Y'all enjoy this. Sit back, think about some shit. Grab the shit that you like to play with. And it's the Wet Wednesdays. That's how it goes down out here. Yeah. Yo. Woo, boy, that song take me back, boy. That song take me back, boy. Things I did to that song, boy. You know, half of y'all was made off of R. Kelly. You know that. Well, no, not half of y'all. Never mind. Take that back. Wait a minute. I don't know. A lot of people was made off of R. Kelly. I wasn't one of them. I didn't make no babies off of R. Kelly. Hell no. I think it was quiet when I made my babies. It was quiet in the room. But anyway, don't judge me. Anyway, all right. So I decided to switch it up. I wasn't going to go into relationship shit. But then I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm having a good night. This is a good show. So I got a question. I got three questions. Okay? Now, you gotta answer this question, okay? Now, three questions I want to ask. Now, you got to answer these questions, okay? So don't be alarmed. I got 36 minutes left on this line, left on the air, okay? So if you gotta do it, you gotta head out after this question, then I understand. But right now, I'm gonna ask you these questions, okay? A simple question. If you answer them right, you know what I'm saying? You need to feel good about yourself. If you answer wrong, it really make you think. Okay? So I'm gonna go to first person, I'm gonna go to Shasha. Okay? Hey, Shasha.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a question. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what weighs more, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
They weigh the same.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Melon, what weighs more, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
Stone.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Juicy.
Yeah.
What weighs more, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
Same.
What'd you say?
I say it weighs the same.
Okay, hold on. Ms. B, what weighs more, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
The same.
Okay. Hold on. Candy Red, what weighs more, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
I say the same.
Okay, good. All right, hold on. Now, only one person got this wrong. The answer to the question is they weigh the same. A pound of cotton and a pound of stone is the same motherfucking thing. All right, I got another question, okay? Here's my next question. I'm going to go down the line one more time. All right? Shasha.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Shasha, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Y-E-S spells yes. Right?
You said Y-E-S spells yes.
Yeah, right? Y-E-S spells yes, right? E-Y-E-S spells.
Eyes.
What'd you say?
Eyes.
Okay, hold on. All right, Juicy.
Yes.
Y-E-S spells yes.
Yes.
E-Y-E-S spells?
Eyes.
Okay. 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 All right. I'm see how smart people are today. Y-E-S spells yes. E-Y-E-S spells what, Miss B?
Eyes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. Okay, Candy Red. Y-E-S
yes.
spells yes. E-Y-E-S spells.
Eyes.
Okay, good. Jesus. Okay. Woo. I'm just making sure everybody's smart. Okay. Okay. Mel, why are you laughing? Y-E-S spells yes. E-Y-E-S spells what?
Eyes.
Okay, good. Everybody's smart on this motherfucker because they asked 200 people that motherfucking question. Everybody else kept saying yes or a yes. Or they would like, they'll say, no, that's not even a word. Like, you dumb motherfuckers. All right. My last question for tonight, and then I'm going to play a song and I'm going to get off the air. Or I'm just gonna play it. I'm just gonna get up, say my goodbyes, and get out the air. Okay. Last question of the night. All right. It's a little bit more tricky. Okay. Your mom had four kids. North, south, east. What was her fourth kid's name? All right. So Melon, go ahead.
Where?
Hold on. Shasha, go ahead.
West.
Hold on. Juicy, go ahead.
I'm going to go west.
Okay, hold on. Miss B, go ahead.
West.
Okay. Hold on. Katie Red, go ahead.
You said your mom had four kids. You're southeast. West.
What is your fourth kid's name?
West.
Okay, hold on. All y'all are wrong. Okay? Every last one of y'all are wrong. I want y'all to think about what I just said. Your mom had four kids. North, south, east. What was her fourth kid's name? I want all y'all right now to sit back and think about what y'all name is. Go ahead. I'll wait. Melon. Hold on. I'm going to lie to you laughing. Hold on. Shasha.
What?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Right?
Mm-mm.
Nah, you ain't like that, huh? It made you feel stupid for a second,
no.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Juicy.
That's funny. No comment.
No comment.
Like, as soon as you repeated the question, I said, oh, shit.
Holy shit, hold on.
Oh,
Miss B?
Yo.
Yo. You all right? You got it?
Yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? After I heard the question again, sure I did.
Oh, yeah. See, that's... Eric, hold on. Katie Red?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Damn. Whoa. Wait a minute.
You got me on that one.
Yo. Yo, I'm gonna have them heart jump, nigga. Like, whoa. I'm
I was really like northwest. I was like, north is it?
Wow.
I felt silly. I really did. You got
it. Yep, I know it. I got three next week. I got three more next week, too. So watch. Hold on. Oh, Jesus. All right. So, wow. That was fun. That's good. I got y'all. Y'all was smart. Well, okay. All y'all got good except for one person. They got, anyway. But look, like I said, thank y'all ladies for tuning in with me tonight. I'm about to say y'all, I'm about to get all y'all up on y'all thing, and y'all say y'all shout outs and goodbyes and stuff like that to me. And then I'm gonna play a song and ride y'all on out. And Melon, what's up, mama? Thank you for calling in, mama.
What's up?
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I hope you tune in next week.
I will.
All right. Thank you, baby. Hold on. Miss Shasha, thank you so much, baby, for calling in. Thank you so much.
No problem, Moby.
All right. I hope you tune in next week. I got some more shit for next week.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Hold on. Miss Juicy.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hold on. Hey, I would just ask, can you do the Miss Juicy?
Do what?
That Miss Juicy. And now,
my team.
I might get you record that shit, and when I do these question shit, that's gonna I'm gonna play that before we play. Holy shit. Okay. Thank you for calling in so much. I appreciate you, man.
Already.
Thank you. I hope you tune in next week. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Miss B, thank you so much, baby, for calling in and tuning in.
No problem, sweetie. I enjoyed the show.
Good. I'm glad. Good. I hope my producer likes the show, too. Keep me on this damn air. But, all right, hold on. All right, Miss Candy Red, I thank you so much, ma'am.
All right, good night.
All right, good night. All right. Yeah, you and Juicy have a good night.
Thanks for having me.
I'm done. I'm gonna stop. All right, ladies, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Wet Wednesdays on Fast Life on the Move, ladies. I'm gonna play this song to play y'all out, and then y'all can hang up after this song because it's a good fucking song. And Candy Red, you're an asshole. Gonna hang up. You ain't supposed to hang up, you jag off. Anyway, I love you, though. But, all right, ladies, here's my last song of the night. Thank y'all for calling in the Wet Wednesdays. And this is how I feel for the night.
Okay. good loving, baby, straight fucking. You know what I want, and you know what I need, baby. Talking about the movies, baby, or taking you out on the town to a fancy restaurant. No, oh no. See, I just wanna give you, baby, everything, everything you want. Get off!